USA Radio News.
Thousands of people are still in shelters with an increasing threat of flash flooding as Tropical Depression Florence continues to dump heavy rain on the Carolinas.
So I don't know what's worse, to be in your car or to be in a flooded hotel, because we have no power and no internet.
Torrential rain is still falling across much of the Carolinas, and many of the highways are closed due to flooding. The situation in the coastal city of Wilmington is growing more desperate. It's now totally cut off from road access because of high water, and authorities are scrambling to come up with a plan to get food and bottled water there by boat or air. Dozens of swift water rescues are ongoing in many areas, including Charlotte. Also, mudslides are now a growing worry in the North Carolina mountains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Democrats are calling for a delay in the confirmation vote for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to investigate a woman's claim that he sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh flatly denies the allegations by California professor Christine Blasey Ford. University of Virginia political analyst Larry Savito.
I think it's unfortunate all the way around because it is a very serious allegation, but it's already obvious that this is not cut and dried. It's not an open and shut allegation because there apparently are no corroborating witnesses.
British authorities say two people became sick when eating at a restaurant in Salisbury, the same city where a former Russian agent and his daughter were poisoned. The restaurant and surrounding roads were closed off for an investigation. Britain has charged two men in absentia for the poisoning that Sergei and Yulia Skripal survived. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis appealed to the mafia to renounce their quests for power and money as he visited Sicily on Saturday to honor a priest that was slain by mob henchmen for trying to protect youth from the evil clutches of organized crime. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The message Pope Francis delivers to the Sicilian Mafia is, give up crime, embrace love. He spoke to a crowd in Palermo over the weekend and warned that people cannot believe in God and be members of the Mafia. He said Sicily requires men and women of love, not men and women of honor, a reference to the code that Mafia members proclaim to live by. In the past, Pope Francis has called for the excommunication of Mafia members, many of whom regularly worship in the church. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A swimmer in his 20s is attacked by a shark at a beach at Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and he dies from the attack. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The Wellfleet Police Department says the victim was pulled from the water and taken to Cape Cod Hospital, where he died. Joe Booth, a local fisherman and surfer, says warnings about shark attacks in the past were always considered a joke.
I've been driving on Cape Cod for 18 years for surf, and it's always been a joke. But over the past decade, it's not a joke anymore. It's for real.
The victim and another man were boogie boarding 30 yards off the beach when the incident occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.